And Joanne Fox sits opposite me this morning. Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hi there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
We begin with an event that's been going on since Wednesday at Morningside College, their 47th annual Morningside College Jazz Festival. That concludes tonight in Epley Auditorium. Throughout the festival, nearly 40 bands will have or have performed, 40 high school jazz bands from the tri-state area. They've each been doing 20-minute sets. It's a free event, open to the public. If you want to see some great jazz performed by high school kids, get out to Epley today. But tonight, the professionals take over. Saxophone player Dick Oates and trumpeter Steve Wright, both kind of with Iowa ties. They are the clinicians, and they will be performing. That show starts tonight at 7 o'clock in Epley. Oates and Wright are both Iowa natives who've made their mark in the jazz world, and they'll be performing as kind of the swan song of this year's Morningside College Jazz Festival. Doors open at 6:30. The concert is free, and it is open to the public. If you'd like more information, just go to morningside.edu.
The Sioux City Community Theater's Youth Theater is presenting Dr. Cook's Garden, and that is tonight and Saturday and Sunday. The evening performances are at 7 p.m., and the Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. Dr. Cook serves as the happiest and healthiest town in America. Jim Tennyson, former student of Dr. Cook, comes to visit his mentor, surrogate father, and friend upon hearing of the good doctor's failing health, and then things start to take a turn. So, more information on that at SCC Theater with an RE.org.
Vanguard Arts tonight is hosting a performance by Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations. That'll be tonight from 8 to 11 o'clock. Dustin Arbuckle was a founding member of Moreland and Arbuckle, a great blues band that broke up a couple of years ago. They released 7 albums before they did that, though. They performed all across the world. His latest project is called The Damnations, and they experiment with a variety of American music sounds, roots music from 50s blues to Stax soul to 70s folk rock. And he was just here with another band called the Haymakers, Dustin Arbuckle was, a couple months ago. So he's returning with
his
different band. It's interesting. Go to vanguardarts.com for more on Dustin Arbuckle and the Damnations.
And I remember a time when you couldn't say that word, damnations, on the air, but things have changed. So Tyson Events Center is going to present Hairball, and that's tonight from 8 to 10. Hairball will pay homage to well-known acts around the world, Van Halen, Kiss, Motley Crue, Queen, Journey, Aerosmith. They're all some of the acts attendees will see brought to light again tonight, Hairball.
Orange City Arts is presenting a storyteller. His name is Antonio Secra. It's part of their 2018-2019 season, The World Tour. He'll be there tonight from 7:30 to 8 at Northwestern College's DeWitt Theater. Secra's stories have been published in award-winning books and audio recordings, and some are now being developed for film and TV.
Wayne State College presents the Melissa King Faculty Flute Recital. That's tonight. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Lay Theater on the campus. King is joined on stage by Dr. Angela Miller-Nillis, professor of piano. Repertoire for the performance includes Aaron Copland's duo, Peter Sinchuk's Sonata for Flute and Piano, and Benjamin Goddard's Suite for Flute and Piano. This is a performance. It's free and open to the public tonight at 7:30.
The 17th annual Rivercade Homemade Cardboard Sled Races will be coming up Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Cone Park. Community members are invited to partake in the race. There will be 4 age divisions and a business and club division. Only cardboard may be used for the sleds. It's right in the title, folks, so don't be trying to cheat.
That's right.
I don't know about Pam cooking spray, if that's allowed or not.
Ooh, that might have to be a check-in for the rules on that one. The Sioux City Public Museum is going to host Show and Tell Made in Sioux City. That's going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Tom Mumpson, the archives manager, will show items from the museum's collection with Sioux City on the label. Typical artifacts might include retail packaging materials, advertising pieces, actual products made in Sioux City. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own Sioux City-themed antiques to find out some more. It's another event that's free and open to the public on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Also Sunday, also at 2 o'clock, Poetry Out Loud's National Recitation Contest will be at the Sioux City competition, will be at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. Poetry Out Loud encourages the study of great poetry and the opportunity for high school students to master public speaking skills, also build self-confidence, and learn about their literary heritage. That is a free event open to the public.
Also on Sunday, the Woodbury County Conservation Foundation is going to host Raptors of the Midwest, and that's going to be at 2 o'clock. It's at Briarcliff University. It's going to be in the St. Francis Meeting Rooms at the Stark Student Center. Now, the program is going to be led by Ty Smeeds, who is going to share tips for identifying and locating these fascinating birds of prey, hawks, owls, eagles, vultures. It's another event free and open to the public on Sunday.
On Monday night, the South Sioux City Public Library's Live at the Redbird Cafe series continues with country singer Jody Lewis. That'll be Monday night from 7 to 8. Lewis is a Chicago native who plays traditional country. She'll be performing songs from her album, which explores the darkness and sometimes devastating realities of life, with hints of faith, hope, and love sprinkled throughout.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center will host Nature Tales Turtles on Tuesday, and that's going to go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Families with preschoolers are invited to attend for a special story time about turtles. Attendees will also be able to enjoy a hike, weather permitting.
Tony, Bill Russell is going to be in town on Tuesday. It's the lyricist, playwright Bill Russell, not the basketball player Bill Russell. A couple of events happening at Morningside College on Tuesday, February 12th at noon in the Hickman Dining Room at the Olson Student Center. He'll be speaking informally about his career, and he'll share excerpts from his most recent musical, Unexpected Joy, which was performed in New York and in London in 2018. That event is free and open to the public.
And then that evening, Morningside College is going to host Bill again and with friends, and this is titled From Sioux City to Broadway and Back Again, An Evening with Bill Russell and Friends. Now, that's Tuesday. It's going to start at 7 o'clock in the Klinger-Neal Theater on the campus. So Bill and his songs are going to be featured during the event. Singers from Morningside College and Lamb Arts Regional Theater will perform songs from his musical. There will be a reception in the lobby after the program. Event is free and open to the public. Bill has been so good about coming back. He did attend Morningside College, and so it's really nice to have him come back and give back to the community in this way.
The Orpheum is hosting Stomp, the International Sensation, Wednesday night. That's at 7:30. Stomp is an international percussion troupe that doesn't use drums. They just use whatever they can find. So if you'd like more information, go to orpheumlive.com.
The Wayne State College Black and Gold Performing Arts Series is going to present It's Not You, It's Me. And that's going to be Wednesday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m. in the Ramsey Theater on the college campus. This is a comedy of breakups and makeups performed by Second City, the world's premier comedy club, theater, and school of improv, boasting such alums as Tina Fey, Stephen Colbert, Bill Murray, Mike Myers, many, many more. It's another event that's free and open to the public, but seating is limited. So go to wsc.universitytickets.com.
Morningside College Piano Recital Series has another performance. It's Yekwan Sunwoo, and he will be performing Thursday, February 14th at 7:30 at Epley. Sunwoo is a South Korean classical pianist, the first Korean to win the gold medal at the 2017 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. The performance is free and open to the public.
The University of South Dakota is presenting Boeing Boeing. That's going to start on Thursday, February 14th, and then it runs through Sunday, February 17th. Those evening performances are at 7:30. The Sunday matinee is at 2 p.m. It's at the Wayne S. Knutson Theater on the University of South Dakota campus. Boeing Boeing is an hysterical farce. It's set in the 60s, and it's the story of how a handsome bachelor named Bernard is footloose and fancy-free as he juggles three fiancés simultaneously. More information at usd.edu.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like publicized, email it to kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a great morning on behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith.